The friction between the flakes is the same force that causes sand to form a pile rather than spread out like a puddle. In fact, the same principle applies to all granular materials. If you cut the corner out of a bag of flour, only a small amount will come out. If the bag contained water, which has low friction, all of it would run out. Incidentally, there are broken flakes and cereal dust in boxes, but this is the result of shaking during shipping and handling, not simply the weight of the upper flakes on the lower ones. The effect of friction is very important in the cereal manufacturing process, which involves huge vats of flakes. Even in those vats, the friction-induced weight distribution keeps the bottom flakes from being turned to dust and allows whole flakes to tumble into our breakfast bowls.